Yo, I had a friend send me this, and it's very eye-opening, And I guess technically it's not. I guess it's not proven. I guess it's just all him ideas and piecing shit together, but to me it makes perfect sense. So I wanted to kind of, I guess, give my thoughts at the same time while we're watching it, so.
And to move on this. So it is in DC right now, which is the craziest part of this whole thing, with FEMA on the ground and 15,000 National Guard soldiers. FEMA has the authority to do pretty much anything it wants because it's running the space, it's running the government. It can arrest without warrant, it can do whatever it needs. I can show you something. This is amazing. Right now, we currently have FEMA on the ground in DC, and it's an anomaly because FEMA is essentially in charge, right, in DC, which makes no sense in itself because FEMA, we think, is for natural disaster, except FEMA is a little bit more than that. Back on March 13th, 2020, President Trump declared a nationwide emergency pursuant of Section 501B of Stafford Act, of the Stafford Act, to avoid governors needing to request individual emergency declarations. All 50 states, the District of Columbia, and five territories have been approved for major disaster declarations to assist with additional needs identified under the Nationwide Emergency Declaration for COVID-19. Additionally, 32 tribes are working directly with FEMA under the Emergency Declaration. Patriots, this is extremely important to understand this. FEMA is one of the most powerful organizations in the country. As a matter of fact, FEMA is more powerful than the Constitution, okay? I don't know if people realize this, but the FEMA's original design was put together so that they could bypass the Constitution of the United States.
Okay, now what he said right there, it makes perfect sense. All right, and why I say that is because everyone's always claiming, oh, you can't do this, you can't touch me, that's the Constitution, you can't censor me, it's the Constitution, you can't do this, you can't do that, blah, 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 whatever. But now all of a sudden they're doing it. And well, they've been doing it, but you get what I'm saying. And I've always thought, well, everyone keeps claiming Constitution, you can't do this, but they keep doing it and they're getting away with it. And I was like, I was like, either people are just so fucking blind and are not just don't care that they're just allowing it to happen. But I was like, there's got to be way more to it, and this right here makes perfect sense. If FEMA has taken over, then the Constitution is null and void, and the reason why it doesn't work anymore, they don't go by it anymore, is because they've put this COVID in place as a front so that they can bring in FEMA, so that FEMA can bypass the Constitution, so that they can have full reign over whatever they need to do, whether that's arrest people, whether that's group people or put people in camps, whatever the case is. And it's all totally legal because, like I said, FEMA is that powerful, and they've now bypassed the so-called Constitution that, to me, is just a piece of paper. I know that sounds, maybe that's disrespectful, but to me, it's just a piece of paper at this point.
Was the intent. The idea was that if they implemented some sort of a crazy event like we're going through right now, or they did a limited nuclear war, FEMA would be mobilized. And what FEMA did is it does is it divides the country up into 10 regions that are laid out here. All right, these 10 regions are assigned a manager that oversee these 10 regions. Now on March 13th, 2020, President Trump activated FEMA under the nationwide emergency pursuant to 501B. My theory, but it's got a lot of traction here, and I want you to hear it. I don't believe that we have been under presidential control since then. FEMA's role is to work as a provisional government. And as a provisional government, the sorts of things that FEMA can do would stun you. So listen to this. Some people have referred to FEMA as the secret government of the United States. It is not an elected body. It does not involve itself in public disclosures, and it even has a quasi-secret budget in the billions of dollars. This government organization has more power than the President of the United States or the Congress. It has the power to suspend laws, move entire populations, arrest and detain citizens without warrant, and hold them without trial. It can seize property, food supplies, transportation systems, and can suspend the Constitution.
So what you have here is, like, we'll go back to the royal families. I mean, obviously this has been going on for thousands of years, whatever, however long. They have, everything they do is a lie. Everything they do, whatever they portray it as to us, to the public, is something, is the sugar cookie cutter image of it. But behind closed doors, it's something completely different. And what better way to legally take over a country? Or the world, for that matter. Global economy, religion, whatever. Food and laws and no arrest. You'll need arrest warrants. What better way to stage a so-called disaster and bring the new government in? For some reason, people think this is a good thing. I don't know how anybody would. Maybe they just don't understand. Or maybe they never watched this video. But it's way deeper than just disaster relief. Gotta understand that on the surface it's gonna be disaster relief because that's what they want you to think. And then you see this shit and you're like, what? But it's deep. It's real deep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just keep listening.
Not only is it the most powerful entity in the United States, but it was not even created under constitutional law by the Congress. This is crazy how powerful this is. And yet, President Trump invoked this. Why would you do something like that? Think about this a minute. Now, why would you do something like this? By the way, FEMA is managed now by a former Marine. I don't find that an insignificant point. And now that Chad has resigned from DHS, and that's Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, when he just resigned from there, the FEMA director is now double-tapping and filling the role temporarily of the director of FEMA. This is a very interesting situation here. So the FEMA director is filling the role of Department of Homeland Security and FEMA at the same time. If FEMA has been in a provisional government status, which according to these disaster declarations, FEMA would have had most of the control over the United States. FEMA would have had arrest authority. FEMA is not obliged or required to use the military. It can hire its own. Any services it needs, it can hire, including groups like Blackwater, if it needed that. It could set up its own courts. It could detain people. It could arrest people. You see where I'm going with this? Right before our very eyes has been an operation going on under the cover of COVID-19. And it's FEMA. So, what's the proof? Because there has to be substance. This is throwing this out there like this is literally like just throwing spitballs on the wall. So let me ask you, it's more of an indirect proof, but I want to ask you some key questions and I want you to think about this. What has happened to Hollywood? Joe Biden, President-elect Joe Biden, was confirmed on the 7th of January. I would like to know where Meryl Streep is. I'd like to know where Tom Hanks is. I'd like to know where Tom Cruise is. I'd like to know where any of the actors that were screaming, Madonna, Cher, I could go on an endless list. Where are they and why are they not celebrating the fact that Sleepy Joe was confirmed? There wasn't one peep, not one. By the way, while we're talking about people that are strangely quiet, what about Gretchen the Witch up in Michigan, the governor? Where is she? Let's add another one to the list. How about Kate Brown? Where's her celebration? And what about Inslee from Washington? Where's his celebration? And what about Gavin Newsom, his celebration? All verbal. You see? All these people are quiet. So the question is not... So the first thing is, who's not talking? You always have to look that way. And these people are quiet. And yet we also have discovered that our court system is completely corrupt. We all know that. And we know that what we have just witnessed is the exposing of our court system and how corrupt it is. That's through the fantastic work of amazing teams of diggers and researchers led by the indomitable Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. We have seen everything that has gone on. We have seen them file motions. We've seen it kicked out. So how could you process crime and deal with the court rulings, and how could you have tribunals if you didn't have martial law? How could you do all that? Because we haven't had martial law. We haven't had the Insurrection Act. Matter of fact, President Trump has not signed it, and we always hear how people advise him not to sign it. The military is not going to get involved. My argument is that is the red herring. They have been having people chase that to keep their attention away from what's really happening. I truly believe that FEMA has been the force behind this entire operation, the entire thing. And right before our very eyes, we have had an organization which is it's a second type government, okay? Basically, it's a provisional government in case of attack. That's why it was set up. So let me throw another piece in here. You know how President Trump said he's a federalist and he can't get involved in states' rights actions? There's a certain truth to that, but there was always an oddness how he would just let state governors do what they do. But if FEMA's in control, President Trump would have no control over governors. It would be the regional managers that would be controlling the governors. And all of them would report to the head of FEMA, who is a former Marine. You see? This is pretty amazing when you think about it. We have noticed how Antifa, every time, like Antifa rises in violence and then it drops. And then it rises a little bit, but not quite as high as before, and then it drops. Important cycles to watch, because that means something's happening on the back end. These people are being removed. Where are they going? Who's handling them? What's the court system that's handling them? The military can't do it because they haven't given that authority. But one group has the authority, FEMA, especially in the state of emergency. Because COVID-19 was a strike on our sovereignty. We also know that they were activated and put into Cheyenne Mountain, which it reinforces the point of provisional government status. Again, this is my theory. I can't prove it outright, but it's a very important perspective to look at, because now this takes us back to Washington, D.C. Now, currently, there are up to 15,000 troops going to be deployed that the Pentagon approved to deploy in D.C. But here's the issue. They were approved by the Pentagon. FEMA has taken operational control on the ground, okay? But listen to this. Following the Goldwater-Nicholas Act of 1986, the Joint Chiefs, who just signed that letter? Joint Chiefs, keep that in mind. The Joint Chiefs of Staff do not have operational command authority, either individually or collectively, as the chain of command goes from the President to the Secretary of Defense and from the Secretary of the Regional Combatant Commanders. Okay. I'm going to read the next thing, because this is important to understand this. In 2020, amid the George Floyd protests, McCarthy activated the D.C. National Guard, which included the use of aviation assets to support local and federal law enforcement efforts. The D.C. National Guard is the only National Guard unit, the only, hear that, in the 54 states and territories that have them, which reports only to the President of the United States. We didn't know that. The D.C. National Guard has no, the Pentagon has no authority over the D.C. National Guard. The commanding general of the D.C. National Guard is subordinate solely to the president. This authority to activate the D.C. National Guard has been delegated by the president to the Secretary of Defense, that's Christopher Miller, and further delegated to the Secretary of the Army. During the protests, McCarthy gave the order to deploy helicopters in response to the protests, etc., etc. Okay. See, Patriots, those 15,000 troops that the Pentagon supposedly approved, which I guess, I mean, they did approve, they didn't need the mayor of D.C. to ask for them. That's a kabuki theater again. The president of the United States has the sole authority. But here's the thing. The D.C. mayor does need to reach out to FEMA if it wants support. And here's the question. Who's running the country? Because if FEMA's running the country, they would need to ask FEMA for support. And therefore, where we would be right now is that we would be having the D.C. National Guard that would be reporting directly to FEMA, which is pretty much what we have. This is all very important to understand because something very, very big is building. And we go back to this letter. And you think about this letter very carefully, okay? This letter makes it, it gets very confusing when you start to lay over and you're saying, well, okay, well, what is this letter saying when there's 15,000 troops in D.C.? What this letter is saying is it's telling the rest of the military to stand down because the president has issued his directive with FEMA to activate his personal guard in D.C., to surround the Capitol. Are you tracking now? We are witnessing the sealing off of D.C. And whatever is about to break, Patriots, it's going to be biblical. Nancy Pelosi and Schumer both complained yesterday that the guard on the ground was making it look like a military camp. Now, the military has made it very clear, back up to here, any act to disrupt the constitutional process is not only against our traditions, values, and oath, it is against the law. Well, here's the deal. If we have evidence that's going to be coming out, I'm not telling you that Sleepy Joe is not going to sit in that chair for a little while. I'm going to be clear about this. But we're starting to see some strange actions. I personally don't think Sleepy Joe's going to make it to the chair. I think there's going to be a number of things that are going to be unraveling this week, and I think that these things are going to start proving the fact that there was action complicit that violated and tried to disrupt our constitutional process, to use the wording of this letter, which, as the letter says, is against our traditions, values, and oath. The oath is, as we go up here, the reminder to protect the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. This letter doesn't take the military out of play. This letter establishes the boundaries and its mission of what its true mission is, and to avoid the emotions and the craziness of the media, to stay focused on what your mission is, which is to protect and defend the United States and not get involved in political fights. When we talk about, and it says in here, it's against our law, or the law, law enforcement domestically is not something the military can do, but guess who can do it? The National Guard. Because the National Guard has the authority of posse comitatus, which means that the National Guard can be deputized and they can be used as law enforcement assets. And if there is a domestic threat that must be dealt with by, say, like a foreign actor that's on the ground, the types of units that would be used for that would fall under a different category and a different authority, which is called Title 50, and they would be allowed to do certain actions only previously allowed on foreign soil. Patriots, this is an amazing play of events we're witnessing here. And this is why we have to constantly be just watching and observing right now.
Hey, folks. So this is a very important document and understanding that FEMA is running the show now. FEMA has plans to divide the United States up into 10 separate regions, just like they have directors for each region. And the guy Gaynor that's been appointed just as of the beginning of last year in a very ceremony when the other guy dropped out, I think his name was Wolf, due to, quote, circumstances. But the same thing happened when they hit us with the directed energy weapons out in Santa Rosa. They nominated, appointed James Lee Witt, former FEMA director for Clinton, to rebuild the North Bay 2 days after the event. And then he was all over the fires in Paradise, talking it up, speaking in FEMA camps where there weeks before, 50, 60, 70 acres next to the Chico Airport. They were set up before the directed energy attacks, the genocide that happened up in Paradise. It's all part of the game. You know, remember, they're all corporations. They can set it up however they want. So this James Lee Witt has even written books about stronger in the broken places, how to triumph from disaster. Remember, Rahm Emanuel says, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, this James Lee Witt guy also owns disaster capital firms. This James Lee Witt guy also owns foreign nationals, bringing them in, getting them visas for helping to rebuild, bringing in foreigners so they can do their academy, the Blackwater stuff, by bringing in foreign mercenaries that don't give a shit about any of us. They can lock us up. I mean, FEMA is a disaster. It's not a disaster company. It's a disaster for all of us who love our freedoms and enjoy, or have enjoyed our freedoms. And now it's being taken away. And it's being taken away by usurping the powers. So all of you that talk about Trump or Biden or the President of the United States and all this stuff, it's nonsensical. You're not understanding who the true power sources are and who owns FEMA. FEMA's a corporation. Go look up the City of London. Who owns the City of London? Go look up the Vatican. Who owns the Vatican? The Black Pope, the Knights Malta, the Knights Templar, the 13 satanic bloodline families. They all want to take away our freedoms. They all want to lock us up. And if the Georgia Guidestones are accurate, they want to eliminate 90% of the population. Please, wake up and share with everybody. Thanks. Tag. You're it.